Hello everybody, my name is Nick Thomas and this is my food for thought. Today I wanted to talk about employment and social networking. In today's society, it's becoming more and more common for people's employment contracts to be terminated or under review based on what they publish on social networking websites. The most obvious example of this would be slander, whereby the person in question would post their views or opinions adversely on a individual or on a company. Now, this is just a very basic example. It is also apparent in out of work activities. Some people feel they have been fired based on what they do out of work. For example, one man was believes he was fired due to him smoking marijuana outside of work activities. Now, this obviously, there's no vital proof that you could provide that this could be directly related, but he felt very strongly that this was indeed the case. Now, this comes down to two parties, really. I mean, the individual who can always feel victimized if they find out they've had adverse views and opinions posted about them. But it can also come down to the common cases have been people in positions of authority whereby the negative view would be posted about someone in a managerial position, for example. The other party it can come down to is the company. I mean, companies represent themselves through their product. This is how they display their underlying principles and intentions of the company. For example, eco-friendly companies and those who engage in fair trade production, they publicly display that they are a fair trade company because this is a competitive advantage for the customers who very strongly believe with the principles of fair trade, therefore making them likely to buy that product over competitors. But I digress. This is different marketing. But should it be restricted that companies are now tapping into new social media, which is where the future of marketing specifically is going? But on the other side, personnel who work for the company are direct representatives. They work on behalf of the company. So if they represent the company in an adverse light, then that doesn't meet their company objectives. One of the main company objectives would be to align the company's objectives and the individuals as you're working towards a common goal. But to me, it comes down to restriction. I mean, should our personal space be restricted? Should we be blocked from venting our opinions and thoughts online? Or should we think more about the implications which are possible by pressing the share button? Does social media present human resources with a new tool to know more about the individual they are employing, and is this going to become more apparent as we go into the future? For example, criminal background checks. Now, this is required by law to have a criminal background check for some employment positions because it's reassurance for the company. So, are these social networking sites going to be primarily used anonymously to find more about the individual and employ them on that basis? So, the question I pose today is about where do we draw the line between intruding the personal space and doing what is right, what the company feels is right for them. I'd like to hear your opinions and your thoughts on this, and that's until next time.